Hump Day. It's Humper. Happy Humper. Hump Day, everybody. It's Wednesday, middle of the week. We're halfway there. Hi, Bill.
You don't have a line of cards that say all those things? You should sell those to pharmacies around the world.
I gotta
say everything you just said and more.
I hate the term Hump Day more than anything, and lately I have been using it nonstop.
Because why?
I don't know. I put it
just
on...
Just to be defiant? Just to so you can claim ownership or that you've somehow become the victor in this?
I don't know. I really have never been a fan. I just remember
you didn't even like Hubert Humphrey, I remember. you were his biggest enemy.
Because of that. I don't, you know what? Maybe it's because my new puppy humps me. I'm the only one that he humps.
Oh, I bet that's why.
He hasn't been fixed yet, and I'm like, look at the happy humper. So maybe that was on my mind.
Yeah, I bet that's why.
Because I need to stop.
What about Engelbert Humperdinck? What are your thoughts on him?
That is the craziest name ever, and I'm shocked he never changed it. Aren't you? Be honest.
Can I tell you a secret? He did change it. That's not his real name.
So he changed it to that?
Yes. Because I think that name...
Is he a wackadoo?
No, his last name was not wackadoo.
Now that would be a good one to
Although
keep.
Although former NBA star Bob McAdoo's real name is wackadoo. He changed it from wackadoo to McAdoo. I think that name comes from literature. I think there was a character in a book called Engelbert Humperdinck, and a guy with a fairly normal name, changed it to Engelbert Humperdinck so that people would remember him.
It's memorable.
Yeah. Didn't Tom Jones do that too? Tom Jones,
the Welsh Wonder.
The Welsh Wonder. I don't think his real name is Tom Jones. I think he also chose a name from literature, Tom Jones, and became that.
I don't.
I'm almost positive on both of those.
All right, we have a shortened show, but I got to look up the Engelbert Humperdinck.
Yeah, that's not even close to his real name.
I don't believe you.
You don't believe me? Let's put a bet down. Let's throw some money down. I got $20 on me.
You win. I didn't bet you, but...
Oh, I thought you did.
Engelbert Humperdinck.
Yeah. That's not his real name.
Was born Arnold George Dorsey.
Yeah, Arnold Dorsey. So if you're a performer and you go, I want people to remember me, you could either go Arnold Dorsey or Engelbert Humperdinck.
All right, who was the other one?
Tom Jones.
Yeah, he had something... Wow.
But I believe both names were selected out of characters from literature.
When are you doing a behind the music?
I'm working on that now.
Tom Jones.
I'm going to get that up and running soon.
Thomas John Woodward.
Yeah.
Sir Thomas.
Yep. Sir Thomas to you, pal.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I thought Tom Jones was his real name.
No. Oh, no.
Davy Jones? That is his real name because David Bowie's real name is David Jones.
Right.
He had to change it because Davy Jones was already using it.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So true.
There is another Bill left. He is an aerial
acrobatic. There's going to be
acrobatic.
A lot of them.
Why?
I just signed up for cloning. There's going to be hundreds of me everywhere. Just pulling out 1970s references for no reason at all. Speaking of which, did you see who's returning to the world of show business after a long, long absence?
Charo?
No, Charo's always been in show business. There's never a time that Charo's not on call.
No ready. Downtime for her.
No downtime for Charo, Wendy. I don't want to live in a world where there's no Charo, do you?
No.
I need to know that Charo's available at any time. No, you know who's coming back is Rick Moranis.
He has been absent a long time. Did he have a sick spouse or something?
His wife died, and that made him reevaluate. And then for a little while, for a very short time, he came back as a country and western singer.
What?
I know. It sounds impossible.
Well, I never heard anything
about
him.
I don't know that was the best career path, so I think what he was trying to do with that was say... I just want to see what it's like to get back into the public eye.
Yeah, but do it with something you're good at.
He could, you know, there was a time where he's a very specific character type, right?
Yes.
So if you were going to, if you
nerdy.
Had a character, yeah, yeah, right? So if you needed somebody like him in a movie, you would get him. You'd go, well, who's better than Rick Moranis? He's great. But then when his wife died, he said he really wanted to focus on the family a lot more. So he kind of dropped out of show business. But he's coming back because on one of your favorite shows, The Goldbergs, they're doing this tribute to both Star Wars and Spaceballs. And he was in Spaceballs. That was one of his last movies.
I saw the previews for it. And no, he was in like Honey, I Shrunk the Kids and stuff after that, right?
Yeah, he did a half a dozen movies after that. Six, seven, eight movies after that.
Well, I love the Goldbergs. I saw the preview for the Star Wars episode. That show is just amazingly awesome. If I can just say, Adam F. Goldberg is the guy who created the show.
Yeah.
It's based on his life growing up in the 80s. Sometimes there's a little bit of continuity issues, like...
Doesn't show something that didn't happen at that stage in time. Yeah.
But it's okay. It's still, you know, they never give a specific year of the...
Right.
It's just the 80s, so there's a way around it. And really, only the snobs I live with, you know, Jimmy Mack will be like, you know, Tobor was not built in 1984 or whatever.
Oh. How long do you think Rick Moranis took a break for?
21 years.
31 years.
Holy crap.
Rick Moranis didn't act in any movies or TV shows for 31 years. And now he's coming back to portray Dark Helmet again, the guy he played in Spaceballs.
But Adam F. Goldberg, what I like about it so much, Bill, is he talks about his real life. So he'll talk about a coach, which I can't remember the guy's name, but you and Judy Pilak had him on when I was out. He's a comedian who plays the gym coach on the Goldbergs. I was very bummed to miss him that day. And so then, like, at the very end of a Goldberg episode, they'll show, like, the real coach.
Oh, nice.
Or sometimes, you know, he'll talk about his uncle or something. And then at the very end, his real uncle. Sometimes they talk about a neighbor's mom when he was growing up. And there's a character that portrays her in the actual episode. But then at the end, or sometimes in a cameo appearance, they'll have
the actual
you know, friend's mother.
What a nice thing. That's great.
It's just a really great family show to watch.
Yeah.
As is The Middle, which I'm getting very bummed because that's going to be done with.
Yeah, there's one more episode, and I am trying, this is a secret behind the scenes, I'm trying very hard to get Neil Flynn on to talk about the last episode that'll be on Tuesday.
Now, you go back a ways with him, right?
He and I used to audition together all the time, and he would never get it because he was too tall, and I would never get it because I don't have the talent. So we would commiserate after an audition. It's really weird. There was this group of guys that... Anytime I auditioned for anything, it was always the same eight guys. And we all, like, usually, you know how in a movie, like, if there's an audition, you see the actor or actress walk into a room and they look around and they go, wow, everybody looks exactly like me. I had just the opposite.
I don't get that.
They were always looking for people that were more improvisers than a specific look. And Neil is one of the best improvisers I've ever seen. He's just so quick and so fast. So
you're the best.
Oh, that's very nice of you. It's very nice of you.
I would have watched you on The Middle.
Oh, yeah. I was supposed to be the dad on The Middle. Whatever. That's
fine. Brian Callen is his name.
Brian Callen, right.
He plays Coach Miller on The Goldbergs.
Yeah, he's very funny.
And then they'd have in an episode maybe, you know, if, for instance, Coach Miller was still alive, they would throw him in a cameo.
Oh, that's
it's
so
just
cool.
Really, I love what they've done with the place.
That's very cool. Rick Moranis used to play this character, and if you watched SCTV, I'm sure you'll remember this. He played this guy named Jerry Todd, and Jerry Todd's deal was he was the first, they didn't even call him VJ yet, because they didn't know such a thing would exist, but he was like an old kind of radio guy that was then segueing into videos, but this is right when that was becoming a real thing. So Jerry Todd would have the show on SCTV where he would play videos, and it ended up being a pretty accurate depiction of what MTV would end up being.
Really?
Yeah, it was really funny.
I loved Rick Moranis in Little Shop of Horrors.
He's so good in that,
he's
too.
He's so good.
Jess, can we try to get him? I would love to talk to him. I tried years ago, and he wasn't doing any press to promote the fact that he wasn't doing anything. But I've been a huge admirer of him for years. I'm so glad he's coming back. My hope is, once he does this episode of The Goldbergs, he'll realize that he's meant to do more of this, and we'll see him in more movies and TV shows.
Well, Mental Floss has the things you didn't know about Rick Moranis. And in 1991, Moranis' wife died of breast cancer. He had to reshuffle his priorities in order to take care of his two young children. So that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because they're young.
Right.
But now...
31 years
later. Yeah.
Right.
So, in a 2005 interview with USA Today, he explained that he stopped making movies in 96 because he couldn't juggle being a stay-at-home dad and traveling to make movies. I took a little bit of a break, and the little bit of a break turned into a longer break, and then I found that I really didn't miss it. But I think, as you do, once he gets a taste of it again, it's like, oh, my God, this is why I did it.
Yeah.
Because he's so good. He's a Grammy-nominated musician. This is what I wanted to look up. Bill brought up that he played some music.
It's like country stuff, right?
In 2005, Moranis let the world know about his love of country music. The Agoraphobic Cowboy is a comedy album. It's so funny. Comprised of 13 songs inspired by alternative country and bluegrass. Although Moranis admitted that the album began as a lark, it was nominated for a Grammy in 2006 for Best Comedy Album.
No.
That's crazy. But it's hard for me to do, but I can't seem to stop myself. I know you said that we were through. He sounds good.
Here I am, I'm calling you. Please try to understand. I see myself as your loving man. Whatever you think it is I lack, let's talk about it. Call me back.
That's good.
It's not, you know, lyrically, it's not.
Can I tell you the three best impressions that he did on SCTV, in my opinion anyway? The third best would probably be his Woody Allen. The second best would be his George Carlin, and his best impression on SCTV was Dick Cavett. He did an episode of Dick Cavett where Dick Cavett kind of interviewed himself. He introduced himself, he came out, and then Dick Cavett interviewed Dick Cavett, and it was just so good.
I got to look that up on YouTube.
Man.
Didn't you love Dick Cavett?
Yeah.
He was a weird dude. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was quirky.
His quirkiness stemmed from the fact that he hung out in circles with Woody Allen and people like Woody Allen, and he would just not so much name drop, but all of a sudden in a story he'd go, like Woody says, and then he'll just throw out something that Woody Allen's, and you go, wait, go back. Like Woody says, wow, you know? But he was always a very credible interviewer. I used to love that show, you know, the Dick Cavett show, so good. All right, it's a shortened version of the show today because of White Sox baseball. So stick around, we'll close things off and then send it to the White Sox. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
All right, it is time for us to go away because the White Sox will be walking the plank with the Pirates.
Oh, look at that. Turned it into a whole Buccaneer theme. That was excellent.
Don't swear on the air.
That was outstanding. Now, a little confusion. I apologize for this. Even though White Sox baseball is coming, I think people still have a chance to hear more of us on the stream.
I don't know what they do anymore. There was Best of Us, which is a short show, I'll tell you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just know that we have to vacate the premises because of White Sox pregame show with Andy Mazur.
Mazur's behind this.
But I don't think he's on the stream. I don't really know, Bill.
Can't put Mazur on the stream. It's too big for the stream.
Can't cross the streams.
The stream?
Not during Major League Baseball.
The stream cannot contain Andy Mazur. There's no way. So you will either hear White Sox baseball, or you'll hear a Best of You and Me, or maybe Rick Moranis will just sing you some country songs. I don't know. Anyway, anything they throw on is going to be entertaining.
Well, we have 20 more seconds to fill. Now about 18.
I'm completely out of stuff. Wendy, my tank is dry. I got nothing.
I don't believe that for a minute.
I got nothing.
Your tank is never dry,
though. White Sox, here's the deal. Today, score a bunch of runs and then continue to score runs and come away with a victory. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.
Good job.